One of the most important issues on the ballot this fall is the Unit 5 referendum. It's aimed at addressing a multi-million dollar budget deficit that has already led to those painful cuts last spring in McLean County's largest school district. Administrators warn those cuts are just the tip of the iceberg if voters reject the referendum. WGLT recently spoke to more than a dozen parents, voters, and former students about how their past experiences in Unit 5 shaped their views of the referendum. As WGLT's Ryan Denham reports, many care about the same things, but came to a very different conclusion about how to vote.
Unit 5 parent Cecily Davis of Bloomington cares deeply about public education. She has two kids at Normal West. She served on Unit 5's Citizens Advisory Council. And when Unit 5's school board considered foreign language and music program cuts earlier this year, she wrote a solutions-driven 900-word letter of objection to board members and the superintendent.
I think that in the United States, we notoriously underfund education.
When asked about the Unit 5 referendum, Davis has some questions. The foreign language cuts last spring unsettled her. She also bristled at a survey during this year's public engagement campaign that asked whether she wanted to see turf installed at high school athletic fields. She perceived that as a lack of focus on education.
Where are we going? Are we just, what are our plans for the future? What do we anticipate? What are we trying to prepare these kids for? I will be voting for it as of right now. I will continue looking for answers to these questions. These are questions I think need to get answered.
Davis is one of thousands of Unit 5 parents and other voters who will be weighing the referendum in the coming weeks. Another parent I spoke with is Jade Hersey, whose daughter is a high school senior in Unit 5. Hersey has been involved in the district's recent efforts on improving equity, and there is some momentum there. Unit 5 last year hired its first director of diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's now in its second year of an equity action plan.
We had to really push to help them understand that, hey, this is a problem that needs to be resolved.
If the referendum fails, Unit 5 warns that will force significantly bigger class sizes, reduced course offerings, limited extracurriculars, shorter school days, and possibly school closures. Hersey says she's educated herself on the referendum, and she supports it.
And when we think about equity, right, if those basic services are going to be cut, equity could be on the table as well, considering that we have made some progress in this space. And let me just say this. Unit 5 hasn't stated that it would be. I don't want to assume that, right? Because regardless, we're going to continue to push. It's a necessity. But it doesn't help the case if there's no funding to go along with that.
Others don't see that direct connection on equity. Jasmine Jordan graduated from Normal West last year. There, she was an influential student leader, helping to create the school's Black Student Union chapter. Jordan is now a sophomore at the University of Iowa. If she could vote here, she would vote against the Unit 5 referendum.
Unit 5 could accomplish various equitable, and they should be able to accomplish various equitable goals without, you know, having to spend any money. You know, I feel like this is a quote. I'm not sure if it is, but it's free to be kind to someone. Therefore, I think you shouldn't have to require extra money to be fair, to be just, to be equal, to be equitable.
Jordan says she thinks Unit 5 can more responsibly manage the money it already gets from taxpayers.
I know that there may need to be necessary cuts, and those could be temporary. I feel like my mom had said that as residents, we need to manage our own money properly or face the consequences. And we both think that the school district needs to do the same.
Jordan says her family back in Bloomington Normal cannot afford a tax increase right now, though referendum supporters stress that taxes would ultimately go down if the referendum is approved. That counterintuitive argument is one that referendum supporters will have to sell to the community. Jade Hersey says a solid strategy is needed to communicate that with voters who all consume information in different ways.
Not saying that people can't comprehend this, right? But are people going to really take the time to truly understand what this is, what they're asking for, and how it will work?
Kyle Renshin and his wife have two kids, one already attending elementary school in Unit 5 and another who will start next fall. Renshin says they've made a real effort to get educated about the referendum, including attending the district's public informational meetings.
So far, you know, we're in support of it.
Renshin says he buys Unit 5's argument that its education fund tax rate has only increased by about 10 cents since the 1980s.
I don't think anybody enjoys paying more taxes, but it's also not realistic to not change anything in 40 years.
But even Renshin has been critical of the district at times. He was watching last spring when Unit 5's school board considered budget cuts to music programs. Renshin says music education is crucial, just like math and science.
I don't think threatening to cut the fifth grade band and orchestra program was the right approach. If they were using that as a bargaining tool, I wish they maybe would have gone about it a different way.
Marsha Hemingway of Normal also cares deeply about Unit 5's music programs. Her two kids, ages 14 and 11, attend Unit 5 schools. Hemingway says music is even more important now because it can be therapeutic for those who've suffered complex trauma, such as what kids experienced during 2 years of the pandemic. She's currently opposed to the referendum. She questions why it's necessary.
Where is the money? My taxes have increased a lot living in Normal, quite a bit. So please walk me through how there isn't enough money to include programs that have already been included in your curricula. That's what I would want to know.
Mandy Nicolaitis of Normal is carrying a lot of history with Unit 5 as she considers how to vote this fall. Nicolaitis' two older kids, now 19 and 18, attended Unit 5 schools. Her six-year-old son should be two, but instead he's traveling several hours every day to a school in Jacksonville, Illinois, for those who are deaf or hard of hearing, where she says Unit 5 placed him. He's deaf in his right ear and has a rare genetic condition called TUB 3. She suspects he's on the autism spectrum. Nicolaitis says her son briefly attended a behavioral program at Colleen Hoos Elementary in Normal, which serves as a special education hub for Unit 5. She called that experience a nightmare for her family and that she felt the district staff lacked expertise in neurodiversity, her son's hearing disability, and trauma's impact on child behavior.
And we need to stop, like, putting kids in this box, right, where all these kids are the same.
Nicolaitis is listening to the discourse around the referendum. She's hoping to hear more about money being allocated to special education. For now, she's probably a no vote. She says she doesn't have faith in the district.
Are you raising taxes and then using that money then to turn around and fight parents for services that their children need? Because I feel like they do a lot of that.
Josh Jensen has some experience fighting for what he wants, too. Jensen has four kids in Unit 5 right now. They're a very musical family, and he's the president of the Unit 5 Music Parents nonprofit. Jensen was front and center and very much opposed last spring when Unit 5 considered music program cuts. And it worked. Those cuts were averted.
But we knew then that the fight wasn't over. We knew that we needed to, that it was going to continue.
He's now worried about what happens if the referendum fails. Like many Unit 5 families, music is not the only thing they care about. He says class sizes are a real concern.
I have a daughter on the swim team in high school at Normal Community, and I've got a son and daughter who love softball and baseball. So they already talk about playing that in junior high, and they might not get that chance if this doesn't happen.
Jensen says the general public does not yet understand the facts of the referendum, which he supports, so he was happy to see the Yes for Unit 5 community group go public last week. I'm Ryan Denham.
Later this week on WGLT Sound Ideas, you'll hear from those with the power to influence votes on the Unit 5 referendum who are now starting to form their own opinions about it. You should also know that WGLT General Manager R.C. McBride chairs the Yes for Unit 5 Steering Committee. He is not involved in WGLT's reporting on Unit 5 or the referendum.